Good evening, everyone. I think we are going to start. I'm not quite sure who's not here. I would do the thing of put your hand up if you're not here, but probably wearing a bit thin, that one, isn't it? Welcome. And I think everybody knows me, and I think I know everybody. But some people don't know everybody, and so we are all, fortunately, thanks to Jane very much, wearing name badges. So please use those, and we have a surfeit of Rachel's. So I'm going to introduce my daughter, Rachel, and she is commonly known as Ray. That's what she's called to everybody else apart from her parents, so she's quite used to it. So then we'll have one fewer Rachel, and we'll have Ray instead. And while I'm on the subject of Ray, Ray is here to look after the little children, with the children, and Ray has had some big news this week, and she has just got engaged. So I'm tearing her away from her fiancé for the weekend, so we're very privileged to have her here. Should we just start with a quick prayer before we go on to all the other things we've got to talk about, because that is the most important thing. Father God, we just want to welcome you here now. Thank you that we are all here safely. Thank you for protecting us in our journey. And as our thoughts and feelings and emotions catch up with us now and join us here in this room, I pray that you will calm our scattered senses and help us to focus and think of where we're going this weekend. Pray that you'll bless us as a church as we look to move together as one body. And I pray that you'll bless us each individually, giving us something new that we can bring to this journey we're on and bring to this journey of our church. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, if you have been reading the emails, you will know that our topic for this weekend is called Ready for Growth. And we have teaching sessions, which we have called On Your Marks, which is tonight, which is finding out where we're starting from. So it's difficult to move if you don't know where you are. And wherever you are, that's great. It doesn't matter if you think, oh, I wish I'd been reading my Bible more before I came. This is where you are now, and this is where you're going to start from this weekend. So that's what we're going to find out tonight. And then our other three main teaching sessions are called Ready, Set, Grow. So we're going to have that to come on afterwards. And I think we have some programs and some information packs, a welcome packs, which are going to be handed around, which Jane has very kindly prepared. And I don't even know what's in them. So Jane, if you'd like to come up and share with us what you have for us, then we can give them round.
I had hoped to put them on your beds, but anyway, the children, you've got your separate program organised, but the adults program is in here. It's got blue printing on it. I can't show it and use the microphone. And in that pack, you'll also find a pen and a piece of paper with a task on it. We want to really think about our story and the part that we play in Hebron. So even the visitors amongst us have something that they can say about how they have been impacted by Hebron, or how they came to be at Hebron, or whatever. There's a sheet for you to write some notes, and then if you wouldn't mind putting your final result on one of these puzzle pieces, we can do a display and put them all up together. And I've already got one in. I've sent one with Lynn to Morocco for her to fill in. Andrew has got some for those who are meeting at church on Sunday. And this is Ray Ladds, who I saw, who for me is very much part of Hebron's story. So if you know anybody who you think actually ought to have a piece of Hebron's story, I've got some spare jigsaw pieces. So if you could get those back to me either at this weekend or next weekend, then we'll put up a display and have all our stories, hopefully, interlocked.
That's great.
And there's also a packet of tissues in there, because we're hoping that the Lord is going to do some work with us. And for some of us, that means a packet of tissues.
Thank you for your hard work with that. And we're going to be giving them out now. That's fine to do as I'm talking. Yes, I always count it as good if people cry in church. It shows that something's going on, doesn't it? So, no, you know, the Lord works with people in different ways. Some people it makes them laugh, some people it makes them cry, and everything is fine here. We're all in a safe space. while we are just thinking about who's who. Jane, of course, is one of our elders. Peter is here. Great to have Peter. And he's kind of overseeing the technology. We've got Jonathan, who's operating the computer at the moment. Rachel Stone. Sorry, my mind's gone blank. Too many Rachels. Rachel Stone is going to be, has planned the children's program and will be out with the young people. We also have with us, of course, Jonathan, our speaker, who's going to hear a bit more from Jonathan in a moment. Jonathan, do you want to just give a little wave for anybody who's only just arrived? And Jonathan's wife, Lisa, who many of us haven't met before, and daughter, Taya, who we have met before. Nice to see all of you. And we also have other unfamiliar faces, maybe to some of us unfamiliar, is Will, who rents our church to run his art class, which Jane goes to and I go to. It's at a different place, so I know Will quite well from that. In fact, we were doing art together this morning, were we not? And Imogen, Will's wife. So do circulate and make everybody feel welcome, and that's just who's who. Will is going to be running one of the little afternoon sessions tomorrow afternoon, an art here. So if you'd like to have an experience, and I highly recommend it, I really enjoy it, it's my highlight of the week, after church obviously, then do sign up for, or go along to Will's session. Yeah, just got that right. Okay, now I feel slightly obliged to run through the little messages that we were having in the interval in our supper, because he said that we must cascade them all down. Did you have them all? Okay, we're going to have very quick shout out to the answers. What do we do if the fire alarm goes? Leave, don't lock your door. When is breakfast? 8 till 9. Where do they keep the extra teas and coffees and milks if you run out?
In the cupboard.
In the cupboard. And what about extra toilet paper?
In the cupboard.
And where's the key for the cupboard?
In the cupboard.
Very good. What do we do about lunch and dinner tomorrow? Otherwise, if we don't do it, we might not get any. Sign up. Sign up by 10:30 for lunch and by 2 for dinner, but I suggest you just do it this evening. And those things are each side of the hall. Make sure you sign up for your food. What do you do if you have an issue and there's nobody to ask? Who do you phone? Phone the duty, especially if you run out of toilet paper, he says. Please phone the duty officer. But now we know where it is, so we won't need to worry about that. And the front doors are locked from now, but we can get in and out of the side door. Who can tell me what the code number is?
4624.
4624. And if you can't remember it, where will you find it written down? On the little piece of paper you were given when you arrived, which also has your Wi-Fi code. Well done. That's brilliant. That was 7 things and we've done them all. Perfect. Keeping the... I did miss a tiny bit of the fire alarm bit. Do you want to just fill me in on that?
Well, it was just that the fire alarm couldn't be set off by steam, so keep the bathroom door closed
if you're showering. Hairspray, deodorant, steam, keep them all in the bathroom, keep the door shut. Actually, that has happened once, didn't it? On one of your school activity weeks, somebody set it off at 2 a.m. or something, so let's not have any of that. Parents are responsible for their children. I think the parents might have been there, but that is a good thing to remember. And we are kind of all responsible. And I think there's not going to be a time when parents won't know what's going on. Okay, we have gone through that at breakneck speed. Yes. We are going to hear a bit more from Jonathan and Lisa in a minute. And we are going to be gathering and... dividing into our groups after we've had some worship. But I just want to give a chance for anybody else who might have things they need to share to start. And Rachel's going to kick us off. If anybody else would like to have anything that they feel they need to say, and I don't know, then there'll be an opportunity in a minute.
Thank you. Young people, you know who you are. We are in the room at the back and we've put the blinds down so the adults can't see us. And secondly, if you want to come on the tea shop stop tomorrow, would you please tell me either tonight or at breakfast, because we would like to sit together.
Okay, yes. I think now, since we're all together, is a good time to say what is available tomorrow afternoon. There's, is it you running the tea shop stop?
Yes.
Tea shop stop, Rachel Stone. Art class, Will and Imogen. And I think Jane's going to be there for that as well. Is that right?
Yes.
Yep. Walk is going to be Margot and Phil. And I think Jonathan was offering, if anybody would like to pop to the nearby aircraft museum, if you let him know this evening, he will see whether he has any takers. So it'll be about an hour and a half. You'll be back in time. It closes at four anyway. Okay, so that's... Aircraft museums in tea shops are not normally great. I'm quite an expert. So, okay, I think we are going to come and focus ourselves now. We're going to have a couple of worship songs to help us get into the mood and to be thinking about God. We've starting off with Be Thou My Vision, which is what we want to ask God to be, to give us the vision for ourselves and for our church. And then because we've got some of the young people in here and we've got a lively action leader, we are going to follow on after that with My Lighthouse. So if you feel like shaking down your food, you'll have a chance to do some actions then. So should we stand up, even though, yes, we want to worship God, don't we? And worshiping God, you can't do it slouching back. So if the singers would like to come and find a microphone, you can have this one if you like, then... We will have the words on. We might need to adjust the sound slightly, but do sing out because this is our prayer for this weekend.
Be thou my vision, O cured of my heart, nought be all else to me save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom and thou my true word, I ever with thee and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father and I thy true Son, thou in me dwelling and I with Be thou my battle shield, sword for the fight. Be thou my dignity, thou my delight. Thou my soul shelter, and thou my high tower. Raise thou me heavenward, O power of my riches I need not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance, now and always. Thou art thou only, the first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure, heaven, my victory's won. May I reach heaven's joy, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, hoards ever before, still be my vision, O
Okay, now we've got a chance to shake our food down a bit and waken ourselves up ready to listen to what we're going to be listening to in a few minutes. Everybody. Rachel says it's 8 years since she's led that in church, so it's very good going. Shows you never forget how to ride a bike, doesn't it? We are going to divide up into children and grown-ups, but there's just one other thing that I think it would be helpful to have while we're all together, and that is we do have a bit of prayer opportunity over the weekend, and I think Lisa has set up some prayer stations for us. Lisa, did you want to just come and say something about them? And then we will be able to go on our different ways.
Thank you. Just set up a few reflective spaces. I think, is that, what's the little room called? The quiet room in the library. And then there's one small one in the chapel, and then another interactive one in the conservatory. Yes. So do feel free to participate in those as much as you would enjoy.
That's great, thank you. So when you see it around and it's inviting you to do something, feel free to say yes and engage with it. And it's nice to have it in places where we'll all be, because that's how prayer is, isn't it? It's just something we do when we're around and with each other. And we also have the chapel. There's one in there, isn't it? Which is a nice quiet space. If you like to go and just reflect and not have people coming and chatting to you, then I think designate the chapel as a quiet space. And that is where there will be a chance for some prayer for the day, before the day, at 9 o'clock tomorrow and on Saturday morning, on Sunday morning. And I think tomorrow Lisa is going to lead a Lectio Divina for us, which is just a quiet reading of the Bible, times for reflection. If you do Lectio 365, very similar sort of idea to that. And then on Sunday morning, Margot and Lisa will be leading some prayer time for us, also at 9 o'clock in the chapel. So just so that you know what to expect in those times. So, Father God, I pray that you will bless our times that we go to now. Speak into us, envision us, enthuse us with what we're going to be learning and seeing this weekend. And I pray that you'll bless the leaders and the speakers as they go. Help us to find our feet after our long journeys. And for all of us to have open and receptive minds to anything that you are wanting to say to us. You always have things you want to say to us. Amen. Amen. So we're going to have a 1 minute chat break while the young people leave. And I think the littlest ones may be heading up to bed. Nice to see you, Rory and Jamie. See you in the morning. 8 o'clock for breakfast, if you can wait that long. And I think the young people are going to go out to the conservatory with Rachel. And if the people, if spaces open up and there's people towards the back, they might like to move forward because it's a lot easier to speak to a more gathered group. So if you didn't mind doing that, that would be great. But if you radically object, then I guess that's okay too. I think there's some chairs here and there is space on the window seat and there's a chair here. And you can come up front. I always say be in the front, first in line come the blessing. Yes. And there's no more music, so you won't be stuck right in the row front. I think that's good. That's good. If people are happy where they are, there's nobody right at the back, and that just makes it nicer to be able to be engaged with what's going on. Thank you. Okay. Where we are, session orientation. Okay. We are going to just have not too long. But we're going to spend a little bit of time now hearing from Jonathan to find out where he is and who he is. And then we've got a little activity to do together, which helps us to get some insight into where we are perhaps starting from ourselves. So I think to